Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States and Russia completed a 24-person prisoner swap on Thursday, the largest in post-Soviet history, with Moscow releasing journalist Evan Gershkovich and fellow American Paul Whelan in a multinational deal. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports from Washington.
President Joe Biden stressed getting the Americans and others out of Russian prisons was a feat of diplomacy and friendship.
So for anyone who questions whether allies matter, they do. They matter.
Biden was asked how he would reply to Donald Trump's assertion he could have freed all the Americans without any concessions.
Why didn't he do it when he's president?
Trump later on social media criticized the deal, calling prisoner swaps extortion of the United States. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. believes the benefit of securing the release of wrongfully detained Americans outweighed the risk of incentivizing American adversaries from taking additional prisoners as leverage, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Thursday. Sullivan acknowledged, quote, "It's difficult to send back a convicted criminal to secure the release of an innocent American," saying it's a question U.S. policymakers grapple with every time a prisoner swap deal is discussed. Israeli military spokesman Daniel Hagari said on Thursday the IDF is on high alert both in defense and in attack. He added IDF forces are deployed in the air, at sea, on land, and prepared for any scenario, and especially for the attack plans in the immediate time frame. When asked about Israel's alleged role in a Hamas leader's death, Hagari said Israel aircraft made no additional strikes the night after a strike on Beirut.